This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Are you prepared for the worst? Do you know exactly what your insurance policy covers? Can your stock and bond portfolio withstand another financial crisis? Do you have a will in place? This week, we present a special program in collaboration with the New York Times about bulletproofing your finances. And if you needed any more reason to do so, cast your mind back to just 2 weeks ago.
And Sandy is a superstorm.
60 million Americans will feel its power.
This storm is going to be destructive, historic, and unfortunately life-threatening.
Multiple states are now issuing state of emergency alerts, and for many, today is the calm before the storm.
This is our whole life, but it's here. How do we start over? It took 30 years to get our home. And now he retired, and we're in our 60s, and where do we go? How do we start to build a life all over again?
If you did not live through Hurricane Sandy and its aftermath, it's hard to fathom the extent of the destruction. Photos and videos go only so far. You simply cannot understand it if you haven't been through it. Unfortunately, plenty of Americans have been through it in one form or another, from natural disasters to man-made catastrophes like the financial crisis of 2008. Today, we'll talk about how to prepare yourself and prepare your finances as fully as possible with the help of our friends at the New York Times. Ron Lieber joins us now. He's the Your Money columnist for the New York Times. Glad to have you back on the program.
Always good to be here, Tess.
So it seems pretty appropriate that we are talking about security for your finances, given what's just been happening in your neighborhood.
Yeah, it's not like we planned it this way, Tess, but it turns out that many months ago when we all sat down together and decided that we wanted to do a special section and a broadcast on bulletproofing your finances, that we would be in a situation where, thousands of people in the tri-state area, here where I am, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, are without power, with homes that have been significantly damaged, cars that were underwater. The thing I think that people should think about there, right, is just because somebody isn't telling you or forcing you to buy certain kinds of insurance doesn't mean it might not be necessary. Maybe there's a case for purchasing a little more insurance than you need if you feel like there's a possibility that a storm that might not have reached you 10 or 20 years ago when the world looked a little different might well reach you in the next 10 to 20 years.
Well, as you mentioned early on in the planning process, you actually coined this phrase, bulletproofing your finances. And, disasters like Sandy aside, what are some of the other eventualities that we should all be preparing for and proofing our financial situations against?
One of the things that, I'm proudest of about this section is that we're addressing mental health, which, you may not think of as a financial issue necessarily. But, we've become more sophisticated as a society about acknowledging it and also in diagnosing and treating it. And undiagnosed mental health conditions can cost you a lot of money. It can affect your performance in the workplace or your ability to get a job in the first place. It can affect the kinds of financial decisions you're making. People with mental health issues can often oversave or radically undersave or get into terrible amounts of debt, depending on the condition. So I'm glad that we've got a piece in the section about mental health checkups. So we're sort of encouraging people that in the same way that you have a physical checkup, you ought to be finding a way to do a mental checkup.
Given all of the reporting that we are going to hear this hour, is it really possible to truly bulletproof yourself against disaster of all kinds?
Some stuff is fairly predictable, right? I mean, we do know that weather disasters seem to be happening with increasing frequency, and in some parts of the country, they are a regular occurrence. So, you want to insure against the things that would be impossible to cover out of pocket. That's why I think, everybody needs to take a second look at whether flood insurance is something that they may actually require. And, another story that we have is about the importance of investing in stocks. And, so many people have decided or seem to have decided that, they want nothing to do with the stock market anymore. Mm-hmm. But if you want to bulletproof yourself, you need to be investing in assets that are going to deliver the kind of return that will allow you to have enough money when you retire. And if it's not going to be stocks, you need to be thinking about what else that is, or you need to be thinking about how it is that you're going to be able to continue working when you're 75 or 80.
Why do you think it is that we don't deal with a lot of these issues, that there's something in us that simply doesn't want to face the notion that this is going to happen to us?
I think one reason people avoid some of the tricky questions we're trying to raise in this section is because there are so many of them. There are so many things that can go wrong. And it can be a little overwhelming to contemplate all of the potential perils that can befall one or one's family. But you've got to start somewhere, right? So even if it's only one or two of the things that we bring up here in the broadcast or that we bring up in the section, tackle it every 1 or 2 months and sort of cross it off your list, I think it really will help people feel better about where they stand.
Ron Lieber writes the Your Money column for the New York Times, which is in partnership with us this weekend. Thanks so much, Ron.
Thank you, Tess.